If you're watching the programme on our website or on RTE News Now, we have cameras not just in our studio here in Donnybrook, but also in Rome this morning, where we're coming to you live for the Pope's final day in office, and also at the Convention Centre in Dublin, where Brian Finn has more business news. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Gavin. Thank you. No more tax increases. That's the call from the group IBEC, the employers group, ahead of its conference here at the Convention Centre this morning. I'm joined here by IBEC's chief executive, Danny McCoy, and by Marcus Behrer of the group Business Europe, which is the equivalent of IBEC across Europe. Danny, first of all, no more tax increases. That's a call that's not going to be greeted with howls of protest up and down the country. But isn't it the case that despite increases, we're still a moderately taxed economy?
No, our marginal tax rates are very high now. With the universal social charge, the effective marginal tax rate's up around 52-53%, which contrasts with the average of about 36% across the OECD. But our call is that we expect tax revenues will rise, but they need to rise along with the growth that's coming back in the economy. So tax buoyancy will deliver the last part of our austerity. You know, we had the first distinct advantage of getting into this recession first and getting out of it quicker as well. And at this point, most of the austerity is behind us. We need consumers to have the confidence to start spending again. So I think a signal that the tax rises are over now and should be, and just let the economy grow and revenues flow as a result.
But isn't the argument there that in order to get out of that quicker, the government shouldn't take the foot off the pedal just yet and get us out quicker at the other end? And besides, there are targets there.
Absolutely, the government shouldn't stop on getting us back. 3% is the target for the deficit in 2015, but that's still a deficit. We ultimately need the budget to be balanced and back into surplus to start to repay back the debt. But for the moment, there is momentum in the economy and buoyancy will deliver those results. So the government has to take its foot off the neck of the taxpayer now as well. After half a decade, we need a signal that this is now into a situation where we're not having new tax rises, but buoyancy in the economy will deliver the results we are. We believe the momentum is there. The business community is very confident.
Marcus, we get lots of plaudits on the international stages for the waves that we're making on a sovereign level. But what about from the business point of view? How is Ireland regarded on the continent?
Well, I would say Ireland is definitely a positive example how you can redrive recovery by the right reforms at the right time. I mean, Ireland maintained a very strong corporate base. I think one of the advantages you have in this country is that you have a relatively positive perspective of business in the larger society. And based on this, I think you manage better than most of the other countries to really apply the right structural reforms at the right time. And now it seems that you prove that these reforms are leading to a recovery, which can be a model for many other countries.
Now, IBEC are raising the question of taxes this morning. Are taxes an issue that would detract anyone from coming here?
Well, of course, you always have to be competitive on the tax front. And I am always somebody who says, well, taxes have not to go too high, and this might be part of the problem we had in the austerity measures all over Europe, that part of it has been too much tax-driven. And of course, at the end of the day, there has to be a balance in all this. So we must not go too high up on taxes. This is without any doubt.
Danny, we had the Croke Park deal number two is being mulled over and decided on at the moment. Your opinion on it, did it strike the right balance?
I think it's a very difficult set of measures for the unions and the members in the public service to swallow, but it unfortunately is still necessary to achieve that type of adjustment. I think what we need is long-term reform, and I think some of the measures there, particularly about the extra hours, is an advantage. It is difficult for people in terms of having their wages cut, but at this time I think it's getting the economy right, getting the public sector right to ensure that there's sustainable jobs and sustainable pensions for those in the public sector. So hopefully it will be delivered. I think it's ambitious. I think it'll certainly help deliver true public sector reform, which will have been a good outcome from this crisis and will put us all in a much stronger position for a sustainable growth recovery.
Mark, is there issues like that, like the Croke Park deal, like yesterday's unemployment figures, like the promissory notes deal, do they make the headlines across Europe? Are people watching Ireland from that point of view?
Well, they definitely do. Of course, we are following this closely in Brussels, but I had a look yesterday at the homepage of my home TV in Austria. This was at the headlines as well. So this is followed closely all over because everybody wants Ireland to succeed, because this is a positive example. But let me bring the whole discussion a little bit to Europe. This must be an example for us to apply the right reforms. I think we have a wind of change here. The crisis has shown us that we have done many things not in the right way. So now we have a chance of, let's say, this year to clear up the ship for the next storm. We will have to do the right reforms on European level. We will have to come down on business to really foster business and to really make sure that next time we are prepared for economic difficulties, which will come back one day.
With the Italian issue in particular, and of course Greece is never far away from the headlines, but these are real problems that could reemerge for Europe not so far away.
Well, of course, the outcome of the Italian election was not the one we were hoping for. But now I think it is their responsibility to come to a government which is able to go on to tackle the challenges the country has. So let's stay positive. I think they really need to go on with the reform which have been started, because that's important for Europe as a whole and definitely for the Eurozone.
Danny, how worried are the business community in Ireland about the wider Eurozone issues and malaise possible in Eurozone?
I think here in Ireland we've done all that we can to adjust our cost structure. We've got huge productivity, which I think is a real boon. But if we don't get effective markets out there, we depend so much on exports to drive our growth that the markets in Europe in particular are very important. And the other factor that we need to start considering is the exchange rate is really against us at the moment. We saw our exports suffer in the latter part of last year, goods exports in particular. We still have very strong growth in services. But if we don't have a strong Europe, then our own recovery will be stunted.
Okay, Danny McCoy and Marcus Behr, thank you very much for joining us at the Convention Centre here this morning. Just before we go, Ulster Bank has reported an operating loss of just over £1 billion for 2012. That's up slightly on the 2011 figure. Back now to studio.
Thank you very much, Brian.